"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome, everybody. We are out on the road for the first time in a long time. It's kind of strange. We are in Anaheim at the Honda Center in parking lot number 4, also known as the Red Lot. And to get here, you got to take the take Ball Road and then get to the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive. And go down to the end of Phoenix Club Drive. It'll lead right into the Honda Center, lot number 4, where we have people who are collecting signatures for a petition. Gets on the ballot in November. This is going to do a major rewrite of Prop 47, which is the scourge of civilization here in California. I could trace back a lot of the ills of the past decade right to November 2014 when, I mean, you talk homelessness, you talk crime, you talk the retail thefts, the smash and grab. Its roots are all in Prop 47. And so we're going to fix that by getting the signatures on the ballot to repeal it, basically. I mean, it's going to be a major rewrite come November. And one of the men spearheading the effort. And by the way, I just want to explain, because the real purpose here is not only to do a radio show to entertain you people at home or in the car, but it's also to get the signatures. So you don't have to spend much time here. You can drive up. They'll give you, a clipboard, and you sign where they tell you to sign, and that's it. And you can be in and out of here in a matter of a couple of minutes. In fact, now's a good time because they just opened up for signatures at 1 o'clock, so the lines are short. Come now, and you'll get right through. We got a lot of people standing around and watching us, which is always disturbing. And again, Ball Road, go to the Phoenix Club Drive. Just put that intersection into your GPS, Ball Road, Phoenix Club Drive, and then you go all the way to the end. It leads right into the parking lot, and follow the cones or whatever the hell they have. All right, now let's go to Todd Spitzer. And Todd is the Orange County District Attorney. And we have had Todd on our show for decades.
For decades.
You've been in various positions, aligned together, fighting with each other, and former KFI employee many years ago as well.
That's right. I used to screen for and produce Handle on the Law,
yeah.
Mother Love, Joe Crummy,
oh
Tom
God.
Likas.
That all predates me.
That's right.
Because they only hire crazy people at KFI, as you can tell. But you have had an illustrious career as the Orange County District Attorney, really. One of the obviously the best in the state.
Oh, I appreciate that very much.
And you've helped set this up here. And What I want you to do, since you have all the legal knowledge and you could explain it most accurately, is if Prop 47 gets on the ballot and passes, this revision gets on the ballot and passes, what changes about Prop 47?
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank all the people for coming out. I want to thank all the people for driving through. And what John said, it's true. You can come here. We're extremely well organized. It doesn't matter what county you're from. We can take all counties today. We need everybody to sign this petition. We're at about 500,000 signatures statewide. We want to turn in about 750,000 signatures. This cannot be a mistake like the George Gascon recall where it failed. We need to make sure this gets on the ballot. So what's it about? It says that if you use drugs and you get convicted multiple times, we're going to give you door A or door B. You got to get treatment. We cannot have people who are addicted to drugs living on the street, becoming homeless, and becoming problems for society and, quite frankly, for themselves. So we're showing empathy, but we're not being dumb about it. We need people to start dealing with their addictions because it leads to many other things: homelessness, use of drugs, stealing property, theft. I am sick and tired of the fact that mom and pops and big box stores are getting ripped off. If you've noticed the price of goods today for all of us, where do you think this is coming from? It's because they have to make up for all the losses from theft. It's not just inflation. It's not just supply chain issues. It's because stores are getting ripped off to high heaven. So this says if you are convicted more than twice for theft, we can accumulate those dollar amounts with your cases, and we can add that up to $950, and we can charge you with a felony if it's appropriate, because goodness sakes, these repeat offenders, we need to take them off the streets and put them into jail. I mean, this idea that we're apologetic for incarcerating people is nonsense. When people steal or hurt us or take our property, they deserve to go to jail. That's what jails are for. And lastly, fentanyl. Fentanyl has killed over 100,000 people nationwide starting during the pandemic. China manufactures it, sends it to the cartel in Mexico. They then compress it into all these different pills, make it look pretty, and then send it up to the United States and kill our citizens. So this says if you're a drug dealer and you peddle drugs that have fentanyl and you kill somebody, people like me, the district attorneys of California, can charge you with murder. If you're a drug dealer and you're selling fentanyl, you should go to prison for killing people for the rest of your life.
I am really happy that there's already 500,000 signatures, because we had somebody from the organization on just maybe, I don't know, and it was at 360,000. And now it's suddenly at 500,000, and we've got until roughly the end of April to get another 250,000 plus. Well, I mean, we should just inundate with signatures so nobody can pull any kind of shenanigans.
Well, let me tell you, John, why the legislature's taking this so seriously and we have their attention, because we're doing so well and they know the numbers. And what happened? Last week, the Speaker of the State Assembly came up with a package of bills to try to counteract our initiative. And what they're trying to represent to all of us is, oh, we have a handle on this, right? They're not saying we created the problem. We're creating through our dumb laws all the ability to commit theft, and now we're going to fix it. The only reason they have the pressure to fix it is because you're here and cars are driving through signing the petition. Lastly, their statutory fixes will not remedy Prop 47. Prop 47 was an initiative. It says you can decrease penalties for crime through the legislative process, but you cannot increase penalties through the legislative process. You have to go back to the voters. So their fixes are not fixes at all. It's a sham. The only way you can fix Prop 47 is by going back to the voters and having them vote on it. You cannot fix it in the state legislature.
Yeah, that's good to know, because they are doing a real song and dance, and they're doing the old magician's act of look over there, sleight of hand. Nothing they can pass would change the penalties in Prop 47. Only we can do it, as Todd says. So this is the day to do it, because there's a lot of people who complain about the way the world is going, and it's in your hands. In fact, the way Prop 47 is written, it's the law to be in your hands, right? They created it so only you can change things. So this is the day to change things. And I know everybody's tired of this, what Todd went through there, the litany. I think everybody is sick of worrying about eating outside on a restaurant sidewalk, walking to a jewelry store, doing this hopscotch dance over the homeless and their waste and their needles and everything. I everyone's fed up with living like this, and it's gone on way too long. Well, this is the day it changes. You come here to the Honda Center parking lot 4, red parking lot. You go, the easiest way to explain it is go to the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Road and make a turn and go down Phoenix Club Road to the end. It leads you right into parking lot 4 of the Honda Center, and we have it real easy. You just make a big loop in the parking lot, follow the poles, follow the cones, and get in line, and it's a quick line. They have a lot of volunteers here. They'll give you the clipboard. You sign it. They'll take the clipboard back, and you take off.
And the reason it's so fast is because everybody knows why they're here. It's not like you're at a shopping mall and somebody's coming up and saying, hey, would you be interested in signing this initiative? We are here for one purpose, to sign an initiative that everybody knows why they're here. So it's going really fast. It's just your name, your signature, where you live, that you're registered to vote, and you're out of here if you so choose. Or you could join us and be part of this great crowd.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, that iHeart app has got everything. It's got the John Cobalt Show on demand, which is the podcast version. It's the same as the regular show, and you can hear it after 4 o'clock. It gets posted. All right, cars are starting to line up now. We just opened the signing at 1 o'clock. We are at the Honda Center in Anaheim, parking lot 4, also known as the Red Lot. To get there, put in your GPS, the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive, and then make a turn, either left or right, depending from where you're coming from. And you go a short distance down Phoenix Club Drive, and it empties right into parking lot number 4. And it'll become self-evident. We have cones, we have bollards up, and it'll direct. It'll send you to specific lanes. You roll up to the table. They'll hand you a clipboard. You sign it. Hand it back, and then you can take off. It'll just be a few minutes, and you're asking me, what are we signing here? You're signing a petition to do a major revision of Prop 47. And Todd Spitzer, last segment, went through the specifics of it periodically throughout the show. We'll explain again what it's about. We've explained it a lot in the last few weeks, but there's always new people listening in little snippets, and they don't always get a handle of what's going on. But you can come now. And you can get through here very quickly. And we have L.A. County, Orange County petitions, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, Ventura. Because, you know, one of the quirks of the law is you have to sign a petition that's in the county. Well, yeah, you can sign it here, but it has to be for people in the county you live in. So Ventura County people sign the Ventura County petition, L.A. County people, Orange, and so on. All right. Now, who do we have here?
Well, good afternoon, Hi. John.
Hey. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. My name is John Date. I'm from Buena Park, California.
Yes.
And I'm out here with the sign-up crew to get everybody on board, get them lined up, get the signatures in so we can get the redo on 47 taken care of.
Yeah. Now, what have you seen happen in California, in your own personal experience over the last 10 years?
Ever
since Prop 47 passed.
Well, one of the reasons I'm running for city council in Buena Park is the fact that the homeless issues going crazy. We have crime that's on the rise. We have our police force that's hobbled because they catch and release. They do nothing about it because it's under $950.
Everything is catch and release.
Everything's going crazy.
Everything, yeah. Whether it's shoplifters, people at the border, everything is catch and release. I wonder why they bother with the catch part.
I have no idea.
It's like, why even chase them?
We need to make crime illegal again is what we need to do.
That is a great slogan.
I appreciate it. I stole that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You may get a bumper sticker. Make that your campaign theme.
I appreciate
making
that.
Crime illegal again.
I like that.
All right. It's very
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you for volunteering and getting the signatures.
Come on down.
Okay?
Get your signatures on here. Let's get this thing taken care of and overturned.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We already got 500,000 signatures in the first couple of months of the campaign. And as Todd said, we got to get up to at least 750,000, 800,000 because you know they cheat. You know they lie. And if you go back to the beginning of Prop 47 passing, what it did is it reduced felonies to misdemeanors for drug use and for theft. And you all know about the $950 allowance that criminals have. They could steal $950 a day. They could steal $950 multiple times a day and never get charged with a felony. And I know in L.A. County, misdemeanors are no jail time. So it's unlimited stealing and unlimited drug use. Those are misdemeanors as well. No treatment mandated since 2014. And so what happens? You have a lot of people whacked out on drugs. They become homeless. And don't let anybody fool you. Nearly all the people you see lying on the streets are drug addicts or they're crazy people. And they need to be in mental health or drug treatment. They need to be off the streets, if not prison. And one thing that this revision will do is if you're caught with drugs, you're going to get a choice. By the third time, we give everybody a couple of shots on this, right? First two thefts, they're going to let go. Third theft is felony and go to prison. Same thing with the drug possession. Third time, you have to go to treatment. You go to treatment, you'll get it expunged from the record. It's as if it never happened. You don't get treatment, then yeah, you might go to jail or prison. So we need to have this. Let me talk to more people here, because you people have to tell your stories about what you've seen happen.
Hello, John.
Hey, hi there.
How are you, Producer Ray?
Yeah.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine. What's your name?
My name is Georgia, and that's my shy husband, Larry. That's my I'm Georgia.
Georgia, where are you from?
Well, I'm from the L.A. County, but now I'm an Orange County snob. I don't go over there
Yeah,
anymore.
Well, all right, tell
but
us.
I'm in La Habra.
Yeah, don't go to L.A. County.
No, it's safer not worth here. It. I have to take my bodyguard now. I grew up over there, but
What have you seen happen in the state?
We just need an overhaul. It's a shame that you can't, you know what bugs me the number one?
What?
Is that we're a disgrace to the rest of the country. Everybody just laughs because we stay here. Well, I personally choose to stay here. There's nowhere I want to move to. This is my home is.
Oh, we have a terrible approval rating around the country.
I know.
I don't know if you saw. We have the lowest approval rating of any state in the union. The rest of the country.
Because of our government. Because we're all too busy enjoying the weather and working a job. And the government, all those people who work for them, get freebies, get off work, and get to go vote. My job I had for 40 years working for doctors' hospitals, they didn't allow us to leave to go vote. Oh, yeah, we'll get you out of here by 7. It took an hour to drive traffic. So.
Yes, and you know how government workers
vote.
Yes.
Yes,
because they want to get
they
the benefits.
Get paid.
Sure,
exactly.
It's like a kickback.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
And their unions donate to the governor's race and all the legislator races.
But it just needs to change because nobody needs to be living on the street. There's enough help out there. They take enough of our tax dollars.
Isn't that crazy?
And this
we spend
immigration
billions?
Thing, don't start me. But.
Well, that's for another day.
Yes.
But thank you for coming on
thank
with
you
us.
Very
all right,
much.
That's Georgia.
Thanks, Ray.
Oh, my God. You know, this is what really makes me crazy. We're the most generous state in the union.
In the union.
First of all, the U.S. is the most generous country in the world when it comes to taking care of poor people. And then California is the most generous state in the union. We're number one in the world for the benefits that we give to anybody, even if you come over the border illegally, right? All the people coming over the border right now, first thing they automatically get, whether they know it or not, is they get free health care. Governor Newsom passed a bill, free health care. Meantime, they won't do anything to keep us from not getting mugged at Thrifty or Target. Or our grocery stores, or while we're eating dinner, while we're walking the streets. You've got literally 70,000 homeless people just in LA County. I don't know the numbers in Orange County. 70,000 people, nearly all of them drug addicts and mental patients. Nothing is done. We spend billions of dollars. Nobody has a bigger, more expensive homeless program than the city of Los Angeles and the county of Los Angeles. Billions of dollars. And what do you got? We got more homeless people. Where do the homeless people come from? Well, go back to Prop 47, which, by the way, was written by George Gascon. And you're from L.A. County. I swear to God, I'm going to come over to your house if you don't vote against Gascon in 2 weeks, okay?
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Theodore Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live in Anaheim. Yes. If you don't make a lot of noise, we're going to make you leave. We are here in Anaheim in the Honda Center parking lot number 4, the red lot. You go to the intersection of Phoenix Club Road and Ball. So Ball Avenue, Phoenix Club Road, you take the turn and go down Phoenix Club Drive, and it'll lead you right into the parking lot here. And that's where we have signature gatherers ready. They're going to hand you a clipboard. You sign the sheet, and you're signing to get a major revision of Prop 47 on the ballot in November that we can vote on. Already, the organizers have 500,000 signatures. You need officially 546,000, But we need a lot more than that, because you know the games they play to throw out signatures. So we got to get to 750,000, 800,000. It's happening rapidly because nobody wants to live like this. And this is going to make theft a felony again. It's going to make drug use a felony again, drug possession. It's going to make fentanyl trafficking a big felony. And if you kill somebody, you're going to be charged with murder. We will talk more later on about the specific details. Here, I just want you, we've got people lined up in their cars. It's a drive-through situation, although you can stand and watch us if you want. But it's easy in, easy out. Just tell them what county you're from, because we've got different clipboards for different counties. All right. We have Deborah Archuleta here. Judge Deborah Archuleta. Give her a big hand, all right?
Thank you.
She's an L.A. County Superior Court judge, and she's taken an unpaid leave to run against George Gascon for L.A. County District Attorney. And as I'll probably mention 100 times this afternoon, not only is Gascon the most disastrous district attorney in L.A. County history, he co-wrote Prop 47. So I can't think of another public figure that has done as much damage to California as George Gascon. And his law needs to be removed in November, and he needs to be removed as well. And Deborah Archuleta is one of the leading candidates. Welcome, Deborah.
Well, thank you for having me today. Yes, I did bring a copy for those that wanted to look at it, because it is called the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. And for those of us that are LA County residents, I know some of you are here today, are we safer now than we were 3 years ago? Mr. Cobalt, what's your answer to that question?
No!
Okay, well, that's why we're all here today. So thank you for hosting this fabulous event.
Yeah, no, I just know I gauge the safety by my wife. And there's a lot more pushback if we want to go downtown. There's a lot more pushback just to go out to dinner at night, just to where we're going to park the car, because there's too many weird people wandering around. And if they do something bad, they're going to be right back out on the streets.
Well, that's correct. That's why we're here today, not only to get this amendment to Prop 47 on the November ballot, but to also elect me as your next LA County District Attorney. So these things go hand in hand to take back our streets and our beautiful city and county of Los Angeles.
What do you think the worst aspects are of the Gascon regime in terms of public safety? Like, what are things that you would...
Well, how long is your show this afternoon? I don't know how much time you want to give me.
Give us a rundown of what you would change right away through a DA's version of an executive order.
Well, first of all, I would start enforcing the law. I would put violent and serious and repeat criminals where they belong. It's called custody. I think we need to clean up the streets. These poor homeless individuals living under tarps and tents, they need to be forced into mandatory drug treatment. Hopefully the new Prop 47 will help make that happen. Our mentally ill need treatment. We need to take back our streets. We need to be able to go out to eat. We need to be able to walk our children to school. We need to be able to go into the stores and have actual items on the store shelves and not have to get personnel to unlock them or the store shelves be empty. There's so many places to start between the quality of life crimes that are affecting our small businesses, many of which are immigrant owned in LA County and in Orange County and all over California. And then we need to deal with the violent and serious repeat offenders. If you use a gun and you're a criminal, you need to go to jail. If you're selling fentanyl, you need to go to jail.
You actually have to say that out loud now.
I know.
You have to make the case for it. And
yes.
This is what's crazy is suddenly normal people are on the defensive by saying these things should be crimes, these people should go to jail, and we're looked at and given the stink eye.
Well,
and
know,
I don't know how that reversed in the last 10 years, but it's nuts.
Well, I've spent 35 years in a court. My last assignment was I was in the Edelman Children's Court, the foster care court.
Yeah.
I was literally removing 10 to 15 babies per week from their mothers at birth because these poor newborns had fentanyl and methamphetamine in their system.
Yikes.
So we're not only killing teenagers and young adults with the fentanyl. These babies are coming into their new life, their new world with methamphetamine and fentanyl in their system. What possible outcomes in life can they have given those circumstances at birth? So this is a whole huge overarching situation that, because of my unique experience, that I have a different perspective and a view than many of the other candidates in the race. And I know that you're aware that I recently came out second to Gascon in the latest Caruso polling after only being in the race for 4 months. So I have momentum and I'm on the upward trajectory to take him out.
Yeah, did you also get an endorsement?
I did. I got an endorsement. Well, they didn't call it an endorsement. They called it a recommendation.
Recommendation.
Yes, by the LA Police Protective League, LAPD. I'm very proud of that recommendation, and law enforcement knows that I will have the backs of their men and women who are out on the streets every day getting spit at, getting disrespected, and not having their cases filed in the district attorney's office. So, yes, that's huge for my candidacy.
You mentioned fentanyl. When Prop 47 passed, I don't remember fentanyl being a thing at all. I hadn't heard of it.
Correct.
I mean, that's, and fentanyl came at the worst time. Just as we relaxed the drug laws to the point where anything goes in the streets, here comes fentanyl, and it's killing thousands, tens of thousands of people.
We've lost more people to drug overdoses in the last 20 years than we have in all of the wars that our country has fought combined. The wars are now on the city and the streets of California, Orange County, LA County, Ventura County. It's unacceptable. And the only way we can do this is, as the voters, is to sign the petition and to vote in the March 5th election. We need change. We need a new district attorney.
All right. Deborah Archuleta. She's a judge, and she's running against George Gascon. Excellent candidate. Thank you for coming
on
with us. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
All right. So she knows what she's doing. And would make a great DA. And we are going to continue here live. We're on Instagram Live. That whole thing was on Instagram Live. I forget that we're on all the time. Honda Center, parking lot 4, also known as the Red Lot. Go to the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive. Make a turn. Go to the end of Phoenix Club Drive, and you'll go right into the parking lot here. And you can line up and sign a petition. They'll stick the clipboard right into your car. You sign it. You get out. It's broken up by counties. Actually, you just tell them what county you're with, and they'll give you the proper clipboard. And you'll be in and out in a matter of just a few minutes. Or you can stand around and watch this. We'll be here till 4 o'clock. They'll be accepting signatures till 6. So if you don't get out of work till late, you can still come to lot number 4 at the Honda Center and sign these petitions.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand, the podcast. It's the same as the radio show. Anything that you missed. Today we're out on the road, Honda Center, parking lot 4, red parking lot. Parking lot 4, and that's where we're having a petition signing going on. We've got 4 lanes of traffic, and they are driving through and very quickly signing petitions to do a major rewrite of Prop 47, which has helped ruin California over the last 10 years. It's the main driver of the ruin, and it's something that George Gascon was a co-writer on, and legalized retail theft. It legalized drug use and possession. And now we've got fentanyl, and we have to fight the fentanyl scourge. So that's the 3 issues that this referendum addresses. You'll have retail theft become a crime again. You'll have drug use and possession a crime, but you'll get a choice of going into treatment or going to jail. This is very compassionate. And third thing is fentanyl gets steeper sentences. And also, if you kill somebody, it's going to be a murder charge. Now, where are we? How do you get to where we are? If you're not familiar with the Honda Center, what am I looking at there? Okay. Honda Center, you have to go to the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive and turn onto Phoenix Club Drive, go to the end. It's a short, short drive, and then it'll lead right into the parking lot, okay? And then we've got the 4 lanes of traffic. We got 4 tables. They'll hand you the petition. You sign it, and you get out. All right, here in a big Silverado pickup truck. What's your name?
My name's Chris Carter.
Chris. Well, I'm just going to get out of the way of the echo here.
Yeah.
And where are you from, Chris?
City of Orange, Orange County.
And you're here because?
Because of you.
Well, thank you. But why do you want to sign the petition? What have you experienced? What have you seen?
You know, over the last years, we've seen things decline as far as our quality of life. In regards to the homeless issues and the crime and things. My personal experience is not deeply affected, but I see it around me. And I think it's time that we pay more attention to the civics and things that we're,
It's really a crazy experiment we've had for the last 10 years, and it's been an utter failure, failure.
And I think people are waking up to that fact more and more.
Yeah, well, thank you for doing your part and coming out here and signing the petition.
Thanks for doing your part.
We need 800,000 people to do this.
We'll get it.
And you're one of them. Thank you very much.
Take care.
And we do. We need 800,000 people. We got 500,000 that have already signed. And where are we going next, guys? Well, let's talk over here. Hey, you showed up, so you're at our mercy now. You're going to have to talk. Well, these two lovely ladies. Where are you from?
Hi, John. I'm from Anaheim, California. My name is Annie Christman.
And your friend here doing the drive?
Teresa Spencer. She's very shy. She doesn't like to talk.
That's all right. As long as you're going to sign the petition.
We both are. I dragged her over here because we can't tolerate this garbage anymore.
All right,
otherwise,
all right.
We're leaving California.
Yeah, describe the garbage. Describe what you can't tolerate.
Literally the garbage. There's garbage around our house. We live nearby the train tracks. The homeless garbage is there. We can't buy anything at Walmart or the stores without having to ring a bell to have somebody come and open the cabinet for toothpaste.
I've experienced that. Isn't that insane?
And
nobody ever comes.
No,
you can ring the bell all day. No one's coming.
It's true. We were trying to buy a dog harness for her little dog, and it took them 20 minutes to bring a harness.
That is what's fascinating about this, is that all the domino effects.
Yes.
You know, they sold us that this was going to create safe neighborhoods and schools.
Yes.
And what it did is it made it impossible to go to a Walmart and buy a dog harness.
That's it.
Because so many people were stealing everything.
Everything.
I walked into a drugstore to get a bottle of Advil for my son. I was gone for 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I come back and he goes, what took 20 minutes? And he said, I said, everything's locked up. And no, you ring the bell, nobody comes.
That's it.
I was just flabbergasted that it's come to this, and that so many people are putting up with it. There's still 20% of LA that's going to vote for Gascon in 2 weeks.
That's insane.
I know. I don't know why they want to live like this.
The
garbage. That's another thing, a domino effect.
It's filth.
All the homeless people brings all the garbage, and then come the rats.
You're right.
It's just amazing. Well, I'm glad you came to sign it.
Oh, thank you,
Get
John.
Your friend at least to say hello. One word on the radio. Come on. Can't be that shy. Just say hello.
Hi.
Hi. All right. Very good. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for your work.
Thank you. Already
signed.
I'm just trying to get out.
All right, we're gonna have to go to Deborah in just about a minute. So I got enough time to tell you that we are in Anaheim at the Honda Center, parking lot 4, red parking lot. Put in your GPS, the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Road. Make the turn and go to the end. It's a short drive to the end. It dumps you right out into the parking lot here. And just follow the cones, follow the orange and white posts. It'll lead you into 4 lanes, 4 tables. They'll hand out clipboards. You sign on the dotted line there, and we have broken it up for counties: L.A., Orange County, San Diego, Ventura, Riverside, San Bernardino. You just tell them what county you're from. They'll give you the right clipboard. You sign it, and then you can take off, or you can stick around and watch us. It's your choice. You have freedom. We believe in freedom here.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.